we live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity.
That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive. The Word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians 3:3, quickly. We'll read it up. You just give the translations we read. Okay, Philippians 3:3. Confidence in the covenants. Part 3b. And in this second service, we'll be talking about developing confidence in the covenant. In the course of the teaching, I've shared stories with us. We have read from the scripture, from the Bible, and we have seen how men lived on the things we are discussing. Okay? This was their life, and it ought to be a life. You see, when Christians act as though they have another life apart from the Christ life they have in them, it's quite an unfortunate thing. Amen? There is no other life. Christ is your life. Hallelujah. This is what Paul said. He said, when Christ, who is alive, shall appear. When Christ, you know, there are lines you read in the Bible, you will stop and on the line. You will stop there and think. You will stop and meditate. You will stop and say, my God, really, Christ is my life. You will pace your room and say, Christ is my life. I mean, it may not be what you wanted to communicate, but just seeing it should get your attention. He says, when Christ, who is alive, shall appear. Christ is your life. It means you are indestructible. It means we can never be disadvantaged. It means if you put us in the dungeon, we will rise from there to the palace. Are you with me? It means our natural background cannot put our backs on the ground anymore. It's a good rhyme, but it's true. Christ is our life. This covenant is our life. Hallelujah. So men put these things to work in the old covenant, in the New Testament portion of in the church age, that is, we see men who had so much, demonstrated so much confidence in this covenant. And by the way, we'll be talking about that next week Sunday, demonstrating confidence in the covenant. Hallelujah. But you see, to demonstrate, you have to develop. You have to develop. How could Archbishop Benson Idahosa was called to an African country? It had not rained for years. Sorry, for months. Probably for years. Okay, it was drought. There was famine, of course, which is a natural consequence of drought. And they called him to pray for the land. He is the soul winner. So he told them, I will have a crusade. You see, the wisdom of a soul winner. You don't just give what you have for free. Amen. Everybody has an agenda. Amen. Ours is the salvation of souls. So he says, okay, you stage a crusade for me in a stadium. Then a rain will fall. So he preached and preached. Got people saved. And then on the last day or so, he said, Lord, now send rain. He had not prayed for the sick. Okay. On that day, he said, Lord, send rain so that the cripples can run home. So that the cripples can run home. Lord, send rain so that the cripples can run home. Oh, hallelujah. You know, recently I watched a crusade he had in Ibadan also in 1979. It resurfaced somewhere on social media. I don't know how many of you saw it. And he said, the anointing of God's spirit was upon me. You see, there were no playing minor keys. There is no, do you understand? There's no tuning the atmosphere. He just came. He was the atmosphere. Are you with me? He was the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And truly, the power of God works through
the positioning of your mind. If you think if music doesn't play, power will not move. That's all you get. But once you get to a place where you know that, look, oh, I am mobile power. Jesus did not have keyboard. sit. Let's talk. Jesus did not have keyboard. Whether you are in the marketplace or in church, or you are seeing a patient as a doctor, or you are interacting with business partners, you will move in word of knowledge. Are you with me? Can I talk? You will move in word of wisdom. Are you with me? You will move in the gifts of healings. You will move in the gift of workings of miracles. If you've been listening to me over the years, you know that I'm an advocate of believers demonstrating the power in the marketplace. Oh, yes. I'm an advocate because that's God's will. He says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Are you with me? So men lived this thing. So much confidence. How could you say, Lord, send rain so that the cripples can run home? And can I tell you this, something? Your guess is as good as mine. The rain came and the cripples ran home. But why would a mortal man stand before thousands, possibly millions in a stadium, and say, Lord, send rain today that the cripples may run home? He had developed confidence in something. Are you with me? He wasn't speaking into the air. No, he knew his God, a God of his covenant, to respond. Oh, yes, he knew. He knew. Confidence in the covenant. I think it was Strymas, I was listening to some years ago, and he was saying, or somebody was saying it about him. There was a grant, early days of Econet. There was a grant, early days of Econet, or the company he had before Econet. There was a grant he applied for, and he says there was no natural way of getting it. Okay, do you understand? But he told the guys that were working with him that this money is coming. And that money came from prayer and fasting. The money came. A few years ago, I remember somebody in this church who prayed and fasted. He said, Pastor, I have to get this money. And he got a grant of 15 million, 12, 15 million or so. He conditioned it. You bring communion element, I'll pray over it. His name was number one. They paid him 12 million in this church. Are you with me? Demonstrating confidence in the covenant. So we can't live like we have another way. There's no other way. Are you with me? This is the only way. For the fulfillment of God's vision for your life, this is the only way. You would decide, I told you last week, you would decide to get schooled in this new covenant. You will make up your, it's a decision. You say, I will be schooled in this new covenant. I will be schooled in the dynamics of this covenant. And in that schooling is your development of your, is the development of your confidence in what we're talking about. Are you with me? So there is a developing of confidence. It says we are the circumcision. Philippians 3:3, you can put it up now. We are the circumcision that worship God in spirit. We rejoice or we boast in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. That means our confidence is in what Christ has done for us. Give me the newer translations. He said, for we Christians are the true circumcision who worship God in spirit and by the spirit of God. And we exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Christ Jesus. Are you seeing that? And put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh. On outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. That means a believer should not boast about his natural advantage. No, you shouldn't. You can only use it as a tool for kingdom advancement. You can use it as a tool for worship. But that is not what you're boasting. That means you finish from school with first class. That brings glory to God. That can help in the advancement of God's kingdom as a testimony. But that is not the reason you get the best job. You're going to get the best job because of what Jesus did. Are you with me? You know, years ago, over 10 years ago, You know, a lady met me. I've known her from school. And I was in Abuja at the time before I came back to Joseph Star Church. I've known her from school, and she was complaining. She was having some health issues. And I can't remember, it was maybe fibroid or ovarian stuff. And she said, and she's a virgin. She has been keeping herself. Why is this thing happening to her? Amen. And I'm like, Satan will deal with you if you think like that. Being a virgin is good. It's wonderful. It brings God glory. That means being a virgin to you. After you're married, you're not permitted to be a virgin. Amen. Glory to God. Are you with me? Now, it's wonderful. It's good. But you see, that is not the reason God will heal you of the ovarian condition. Are you with me? That becomes works. He says, we have no confidence in the flesh. We use those things to honor God. External advantages, they are good. They can give you good advantage. But see, in approaching God, what did he say in Romans 4? He said, what is it then that Abraham, our father, has found as pertaining to the flesh? For if he was justified by works, not before God, he cannot boast before God, because his righteousness was given to him by faith. Are you with me? So God knows that in the flesh, nothing on the outside is dependable. So once and for all, he wants you to build your confidence in what he has done. Are you with me? Let me use some of the examples I gave to illustrate further. If you are saying, because of first class, you get that job. If after you go for masters and you didn't have first class in your masters, what will happen to your faith? Can you see? You no longer trust God for the best. So from the beginning, God is saying, look, I want your confidence to be in what my son has done. And this is what to call the covenant. Are you with me? This is where I want your confidence to be. And the more you grow in the things of the spirit, the more you know that, look, nothing in this flesh can increase you. Not at all. Your eyes are upon him. And in that arena, you will whip Satan again and again and again. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. All right. So let's get into our discussion. Developing confidence in the covenant. I redefined faith for us about a year ago, or 2 years ago. I said faith is actually a demonstration of confidence in the new covenant. How many of you remember that? It is not psyching yourself. It is not mental assent. Okay? But our faith has a basis. And the basis for our faith is what the Father has done in the finished works of Christ, which is the covenant. It is not assumption. Are you with me? All right. So faith is responding to God's move. And what we're talking about basically is around faith. So this confidence has to be developed. It has to be developed. It doesn't jump on you. No. It doesn't jump on you. Faith grows. Remember, I would say faith is a demonstration of confidence in the covenant. Faith grows. Okay? Paul talked about your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Jesus talked about little faith, oligopistis. Okay? He talked about great faith. He talked about no faith, which a believer doesn't belong to that category. We have faith, but you see, even our faith grows. Hallelujah. And that growth comes as we develop in our consciousness of what he has done. As we develop in our consciousness of what is available to us. So, how do we develop our confidence in what we have? How can we stand like the examples I gave, okay, of the men and women of faith who could step out in faith to get things done, either on the pulpit or in the marketplace? How do we begin to develop this assurance, this confidence in what Christ has done, in what God has done to his son? How do we begin to? Number one, the hearing of faith. Write it down. The hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. Yes, we are all saved. We are all believers. But we are different levels of our confidence in this world. They are still Christians. God loves them. But every time they feel headache, they rush Panadol. Amen. Are you still with me? God loves them. They are believers. But you can't stop there. You can't live like that. You have to start developing confidence in what Christ has done. Develop it and demonstrate it. Hallelujah. They are believers. God loves them. Every time they need money, they get restless. In fact, they are believers. You can see on their faces if there's money in the account or not. There are those who get very angry when there's no money. They are, what are you talking about? I beg, what? You know there's no money. Or God does he have money? Amen. Are you with me? Or is that a picture of a believer? No. No. That means your confidence is in your bank account. Are you with me? Paul says, I have learned in whatever state I am to be independent of circumstances. Independent of circumstances. I've learned how to abound and to abase. Because he knows that God will always show for him. He had come to a place of rest. You can't look at my face and know whether there's money in my account or not. It's not possible. But see, it had to be developed. You know, in school, I told some of the folks around me back years ago in medical, I told them, if you catch me depressed, I'll give you money. I was trying to tell them about the joy of the Lord. Amen. No, I said, we can bet it. If you ever catch me looking sad and gloomy, and you see, I didn't need to be conscious about it. No. You will program your speed. This is what we call it programming. When those who are programmers, when you put an instruction into the computer, it will respond in the front end. So we're not talking about pretending. No, you program your spirit for victory. You program your spirit for glory. You program your spirit for prosperity. You program your spirit for greatness. Your life cannot turn out another way. He can't. It's called program. You have given it instruction. In the front end, it has to live out what you have programmed. So when we talk about developing confidence in the covenant, it's about programming your spirit, programming your mind for the supernatural life. It's a program. Why should you be depressed? You know, sometimes we can manage, okay, two kids to not getting depressed. But sometimes we have to sound it out loud so that we can get challenged. Amen. How did I get here? Or get there, telling them I'll give you money if I'm depressed. The preachers I listened to didn't believe in depression. Let me tell you, can I talk to you? Listen, when you want a pastor to manage your humanity, you never grow. The job of a pastor is to challenge you to practice your divine life. You say, generation is rising. Who wants to be pampered in carnality? Who wants to be pampered in humanity? Are you with me? When you tell them a believer should not get depressed, they say you are judging. You are not mental health sensitive. Are you with me? I'm going somewhere. If the preachers I was listening to believed in depression today, fine tomorrow. I wouldn't have had a life in that direction. No. My programming would have been, well, sometimes, you know, we are human. Sometimes you can get depressed. Sometimes you are fine. Don't judge anybody. That'll be your experience. But happy are you when God sends you a preacher who doesn't manage your humanity, but challenges the divine life of your inside to come out. Happy and blessed are you. Quote me anywhere. That is a preacher's job. To challenge you to practice the divine life. Not to help you manage. Not to make you conscious of the human life. No, you already know that you live in the human body. Do you need anybody to tell you that? No. But what we have today, preachers who are your friends, are those who have to say, I'm also going through this. You know, we are all human. You know, sometimes I just woke up depressed.
Was Jesus depressed? Listen, we don't step down the world to our experience. We raise our experience to feed the expectation of the world. Are you with me? I say that again. You don't step down the world to fit your experience. No. You raise your experience to fit the experience of the world or the expectation of the world. Am I saying something is wrong with the believer who is depressed? No. But the believer should know that this is not my default state. My default state is joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. And then that means when you get there, you ask yourself, how did I get here? Wrong place. How did I get here? Wrong. Are you with me? Oh, how did I get here? How did I get here? How did I get here? Then you start speaking in tongues. Your number one antidepressant. Meropa, mepata. Write it somewhere. Kimba pemuka, pedika, membrobile kosa. Mila, before you start feeling fire on your right hand. Yeah, you feel like shouting. And then you start, thank you, Lord. Mirakobedosa, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Woo-hoo. Woo, glory, glory. Hey, I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I'm a mountaintop dweller. He has set my hand upon the seas, my feet upon the mountain. Oh, thank you, Lord. He loves me unconditionally. I'm loved. Everything is fine. Listen, the problem is you are too quiet. You are too quiet. You are too quiet. There's a Chris. There's a Chris. In this Christian world, there's a Chris. Years ago, somebody stopped an action and said, why are you always talking to yourself? It was a lady. She said, why are you always talking to yourself? I observed that you always talk. I smiled. I said, no, be everybody when they talk to himself, they mad. I'm arranging my future. I'm arranging my future. Are you with me? This is our life. It's not what you do on Sunday. This is our life. This is our life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you find yourself sick. Don't look for pity party. Or you find yourself broke. Don't look for pity party. Are you with me? You ask yourself, how did I get here? I always have. How did I get here? Oh, I you are not hearing me. You say, how did I get here? I always have. I always have. How did I get here? In the name of Jesus, I always have. I get out of here. Money, come. This is our life. Don't manage your humanity. Don't manage your humanity. Release the life of God within you. Hallelujah. And sometimes there are conditions where speaking at once will not take it away. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Insist. The Bible says, he that escapes the sword of Haziel, Jehu shall slay. That means there are things that will escape the sword of Haziel. But don't worry, insist. 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 That means daily you are causing it. Daily. You say in the name of Jesus. If it's in your body, daily. You will stand in front of the mirror. You say in the name of Jesus. You have no place in my body. I curse you to the root. You are withered from the root. In the name of Jesus. And go to your work. Tomorrow again, come. You say, I've spoken to you. You have no place in this house. You have no place in my body. You have no place in my marriage. Mabila kupetusa. Lick, I have taken you out, and out you go. Are you with me? The hearing of faith. Galatians 3:5. He says, those who minister the Spirit and work miracles among you. He said, he that ministers the Spirit and do miracles among you. Doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So we see the expression, the hearing of faith from that verse of scripture. And very instructive. We can dwell there for the rest of the service. But we'll just take just something out of there. He calls it the hearing of faith. That means there's a hearing
that produces faith. That means it's not everything you hear that produces faith. Are you with me? This hearing produces faith. That's what he's saying. He calls it the hearing of faith. Hallelujah. And that simply means the hearing of the gospel. Remember, I told you 2 weeks ago that the gospel is what produces faith in our heart. Romans chapter 10, 16 and 17. He says, faith comes by hearing, 17. And hearing by the word of God. Okay? And hearing by the word of God. So he didn't say the word of God generically. When you go to verse 16, he shows you the word of God that produces faith. He says, for they have not all believed the gospel. For Isaiah said, who has believed our report? That means the word of God that in context is the gospel. And the gospel is the report. What Jesus did in his death, burial, and resurrection. The power, what we see in Ephesians 1, when he talks about the power that is directed towards us who believe. He talks about the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He talked about the hope of his calling. That is the gospel. And that produces faith. Are you with me? So this is already talking about selective hearing. Listen, what you hear is a big deal to God. And should be a big deal to you. In fact, how you hear with God is a big deal. And should be a big deal to you. Remember Mark 4:24? He says, be careful what you hear. He said, with the same measure in King James is meet unto you. Be careful what you hear. So, you see, one of the things I noticed reading my Bible is this. That the Bible is big on hearing. It got my attention years ago that the Bible is big on hearing. You know why? We become what we hear consistently. You can write it somewhere. We become what we hear consistently. We become what we hear consistently. Hallelujah. So what you hear is a big deal. Remember, we're talking about the hearing of faith in developing confidence in the covenant. What you hear is a big deal. How you hear is a big deal. You have to decide who is the Lord of your ears from the beginning. It was F.F. Bosworth who says that believers feed their bodies 3 hot square meals a day and give their spirit man a cold snack and wonder why they are weak in the faith. You listen to CNN 6 hours every day. Follow up with online news. And then you top it up with a blogger who is talking about scandals and all kinds of things happening. And then you wrap up with Z-Word and fall asleep watching African Magic. And you are wondering why you are weak in faith. Hear me. Whoever controls your ears controls your life. Write it down. Whoever controls your ears controls your life. Why do you think there's so much war about media, over media? Why do you think there's so much war? For the control of mainstream media. For the control of media is to control your life. Because whoever controls your ears controls your life. Are you with me? I'm going to talk about your life. Yes, your experience in life. You see, what I'm saying is very serious. Listen, your current self, the face you are now, is a direct product of the things you heard since you were born. Write it somewhere. This is serious. You are a sum total of everything you heard. Are you with me? Where is the root of depression? Hearing. What is the root of low self-esteem? Hearing. Either hearing with the outer ear or with the inner ear. What is God's answer? The hearing of faith. Oh, are you with me? This is God's answer. So when you study the Bible, you will notice that the Bible is big on hearing. It has a lot to say on the dynamics of hearing, on the importance of hearing, on the power of the activity of hearing. In Genesis chapter 3, in the fall of man, what was Satan's main stool? He was the words the serpent spoke. The words spoken and heard. That means Eve gave her ear to what the serpent had to say. Oh, are you with me? And Adam subsequently gave his ear to what the serpent had to say. They got wrong information that programmed them to oppose God. And I can tell you, it doesn't mean it happened momentarily. It happened over time. If you know anything about the character of God's creation, you know Satan did not win at once. The information kept coming. The information kept coming. Are you with me? Oh, he tried the second and the last Adam in the wilderness. He says, if you are the Son of God. And you will notice Satan always comes to oppose God's word in your heart. It was just declared, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Then Satan comes. The first thing he does is, if you are the Son of God. That looked like Genesis 3, right? But my point is, you have to hear to be swayed. Glory to God. The hearing of faith. That's the first point of developing confidence in the gospel. Who is the Lord of your ears? You have to decide. See, don't try to figure it out yourself. There is this unnecessary assumption that believers have. I can find my way around it. I can find my way around it. He has not been given his tithe for 6 months now. I can find my way around it. His finances are going down. I can find my way around it. He's explaining, well, it's because things are not working. I can find my way around it until he reaches ground zero. Are you with me? He's getting depressed. He's getting sad, getting angry. I can find my way around it. Let me watch some comedians. And by the way, just for the records, no comedian is anointed to bring you out of depression. Go and try. Some of you have tried it and you notice it did not work. Are you with me? Except the person is anointed. Now, if a believer is doing the comedy, under the anointing, what he's doing becomes a tool to communicate the word of God. It is that word he communicates under the anointing that will bring the answers. Are you with me? But you don't wait. You sit down and hear yourself out of depression. Yes, oh, did you hear what I said? You will sit down, Markepo, and keep hearing until the depression goes out the window, until the fear goes out the window. Are you with me? Until the lack goes out the window. What I'm saying is very simple. You can't find your way around it. You're having challenges with your money. Gather money matters. Kingdom prosperity campaign. Every teaching we have done around money, around prosperity, from this ministry, from the ministries we endorse, gather books, sit down, and start hearing. You should have heard The Law of Prosperity by Kenneth Copeland by now. Or if you haven't, go and get it. Are you with me? You will sit down and hear and hear and hear until faith for supernatural finances is born in your heart. But do you know what we do? We think there's another way around it. There's no other way around it. That's what I'm saying. There's no way around it. You know, a dear man of God was teaching about prosperity, and he made a statement that blessed me. He says, the reason why believers are not prosperous, the number one reason is because they have not decided to prosper. And that got my attention. As a pastor, I began to observe, and I noticed it is true. Because your decision, listen, wishing and decision are two different things. The moment you decide you have engaged, the proof of decision is action. Is action. Your marriage is having an issue. You will sit down with materials of marriage. You will gather the scriptures on successful marriage and sit on it until light shines. The hearing of faith. Are you with me? The hearing of faith. There is no way around it. Money, the same thing. Your health, the same thing. Your career, the same thing. The anointing, you want to burn and shine, the same thing. Are you with me? You want to increase in the anointing and you're listening to relationship message. You are not serious. You are not serious. Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? No. You want to burn. Your fire level is low. You want your prayer life to go to another level. You know the messages to get.
It is matter specific. Matter specific. Are you with me?
You want money? Eh? And you're listening to relationship material.
See, relationship. What do you do with it?
Don't you know romance is frustrating without finance? You're laughing. Are you with me?
The hearing of faith.
You will sit down. Primarily from the word.
They are prosperity scriptures.
I think I preached on prosperity scriptures some years ago. I can't remember. You will sit down. You will listen to them. You will meditate. You will confess them. You will listen. You will meditate. You will confess. You will hear. Listen. Hearing can get you to saturation points. We call it total immersion. You will hear and hear and hear until faith arises in your heart. That means you have not heard until you get to the place of persuasion. You can write that down. You have not heard. That means hearing is not complete until persuasion or conviction is birthed. It's not complete. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You have not heard until you are persuaded. Hallelujah. Are you blessed already? This is a gate to your heart. The more you hear, the more you are persuaded. So the beginning of hearing is learning. Okay? But many people stop there. Can I talk to you? Give me 2 Timothy chapter 3 very quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 3. It should be somewhere in verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Verse 14. Verse 14. 2 Timothy 3, 14. So when you begin to hear, remember, we have clarified our content. We said it is the gospel. Not just some empty motivational. Don't waste your time. I'm the one telling you. Don't waste your time. You go around the circle and come back. They say, if you believe you can make it, you can make it. They will give this testimony of this person who believes they can make it, he can make it. Believe. Those things are just icing that you should listen to once in a while. It's not called. Your call is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something. The things they are teaching cannot help a man who is not educated. Let me give an example. But this gospel, an uneducated man can hear it and rule the world. Because one does something to your mind peripherally, another does something to your spirit. He reconfigures your call. That's what the gospel does. That's what the gospel does. The Bible says they looked at them. They were unlearned men. They were ignorant men, meaning they didn't go to school. And Jesus committed a global enterprise to men who did not go to school. Kai, there was something on the inside. And they turned the world upside down. Oh yes, they did. So the call is the gospel. The call is the gospel. I'm told that the man building the ark, 100,000 capacity in Canaan land, okay, never did engineering, something like that, okay. He never did engineering. He said by listening to his pastor over the years. You need to go and watch his testimony. He handles major constructions for governors in the south. He says from listening to his pastor over the years, he saw the possibility of venturing into a place that his background could not afford him. Listen, make the gospel the Lord of your ears. Make it. There's no other way around it. Listen and listen until you get to the place of persuasion. Listen and listen until you get to the place of conviction. Listen and listen until there is the super saturation. Listen, give your ears to this gospel. Oh yes, do. It will make a champion out of you. Put yourself on a diet. Oh yes, do. Because the miraculous, the supernatural begins with the hearing of faith. Oh, we read it, Galatians 3. He said, those who do miracles among you, he said, do I hear by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Or by the hearing of faith. How many messages do you listen to in a day? In public holidays? Can I drop the bomb? if you are not doing the things I'm saying, you end up a slave in this generation. I've just dropped it as a bomb. Because there's no other way. Things do not work. If things work, it will be maintenance level. But those mighty outbreaks, if there may break out, sustaining it to be a problem because your spirit is not fortified. And the fortification of your spirit comes by this dedication to hearing the gospel. I'll show you from the book of Acts shortly. This is how your spirit man is fortified. The dominion, the takeover is in the message. And this message will first forge your spirit. It will first configure your soul that makes you a champion. Makes you a champion. Let me give you three examples from the marketplace. You heard of Alakija, Florence Alakija. She was the richest black woman. You see, this is why I said many believers have not decided. Because once you decide, there's action. And that action is not unstrategical, it's not sporadic, it's strategic. Are you with me? And the beginning is the hearing of this gospel that I'm talking about. So you increase your hearing time. That hearing will bring you to action. That's okay. The Bible says, don't just hear, do. If hearing gets to saturation, you will do. Read Joshua 1:8 now. That's what he's saying. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. In fact, a translation says, and this is what you have in the original. It says, so that you will do. So that you will do. Are you with me? If you are hearing and speaking it, you will do it. She became the richest black woman, richer than Oprah at a point. You know, God has always given a sign to the church. It's just that we are not looking. Amen. So someone come and say, oh, where are the wealthiest people? They are not even in the church. And then you look, there are signs in places, but we don't see them. He was on Forbes, so I'm not saying it's not church claiming it. That she is the richest black woman in the world. That's a sign. The next thing is to begin to study the person. Okay, how did she get there? How many of you have watched her interview with Bishop T.D. Jakes? Please go and Google and watch it today. Oh, she has ministered in Dr. Bimisi's church. Yes. Yes. Are you with me? In that interview, she said, in case you don't know, many things were against her. Number one, she's a woman attempting to enter a male-dominated industry. Are you with me? Number two, she did not have the background in oil and gas. Are you with me? In fact, she was a former Muslim who became a Christian. Are you with me? And they say she cannot have the oil blocks. She told the Jakes in her voice, say, there were several 40 days prayer and fasting. Several. Amen. And then she began to learn God's word. Have you heard her teach now? Have you heard her preach? Even she has been ordained as an apostle. It is said that a lot of churches in Lagos have been single-handedly financed by her. Single-handedly. Even one pastor, known pastor in Lagos, she said, I should not say it, but I must say it. And he said it on pulpit. Single-handedly. She is a billionaire in dollars. Converted to Naira, that's trillions. You understand? Are you with me? Confidence, developing confidence in the covenant. I'm going somewhere. How did she know she could get it? She heard something. Strive Masiwa, the same thing. Amen. How many of you know Strive Masiwa, the owner of Econet? I think he's still the second richest African at a point, if I'm not mistaken. Like I told you, the church always has signs. It's just that we don't pay attention. It was from 40 days prayer and fasting that Econet was born. The real birth. Are you with me? With prophetic words. She said she was watching Ura Robert and Catherine Coleman, and then God spoke to him. Hallelujah. For marketplace. For marketplace. Amen. How many of you have heard Cosmos Maduka? Any of his interview? There's a particular one I have. I'm going to show it in church. Okay, very soon. He talked about his current fasting schedule. How he now fasts from every week. He just does Sunday till Wednesday. So he eats on Wednesday. And he says he goes to work. He does his things. Because life is spiritual. Nobody amounts to anything without being assisted by spirits. So to play gently is to waste your time. I'm just giving it to you. It's to waste your time. You are so somebody's in church. I'm going to be successful. Amen. I'm going to. They say fast. They say my stomach pains me after 12. We say hear word is obolobo. You are playing. Oh baby, pull over. You are playing. Demons will be doing IT in your house. Are you with me? Are you blessed? I'm talking about the hearing of faith. You see, I heard Bishop Abiwe in a minister's conference. He says, young people, don't take it easy. If you didn't hear that thing, I just gave you three examples. Did they take it easy? Your industry may be different, but the demons are the same. The character of demons are the same. You say you are calling to technology that have atheist, and then you want to joke. No. Develop confidence in this covenant. Give attention to hearing. So you will not joke with the tenets of this covenant. You will not joke with it. Why? There is no other way around. There is no other way around. Somebody is still thinking because she's fine, she'll keep her husband. They have failed you. They have lied to you. They are collecting people's husbands now as we are talking. Including on serious Jews' wives. Oh, you don't know? Oh, God. You know, we're talking with one of our mentors, and then she was telling us, the wife of the pastor, she was telling us, he said, I pray for my husband. It was my wife and I went, he said, I pray. She was the one telling us some stories. And you see, it's consistent with the Bible. You can't joke at whatever level. Are you with me? You say, my prayer goes, my seed goes. That man is preserved. Nothing can happen to him. I say, yes, ma. Are you with me? That is a pastor's wife. And then you are shining. Say, say. Are you here? Glory to God. Why do you think our footballers, when they go to Europe, the Christian footballers, they don't do well? Because they don't understand what we're talking about. They are going to be shaking waist inside club. Listen, the people. Listen to me. You guys are making me laugh. Listen, this covenant is the only way. Learn to master it. That's what I'm saying. Let it be your number one, number only. Are you with me? Number only. Get schooled in it. Glory to God. Get schooled. And it begins with what you hear. It begins with what you hear. You can never overhear the gospel. No, you can't. Make the gospel the Lord of your ears. You will hear your way out of lack and scarcity. Are you with me? You will hear your way out of sickness and disease. You will hear your way out of smallness. Are you with me? You will hear your way. Remember the man at Lystra in Acts of the Apostles chapter 14. The Bible said the same man heard Paul speak. In the original, he reads the same man kept hearing Paul speak. Are you with me? Every meeting they'll break him until one day he had faith to be healed. Paul looked at him and said, stand and walk. He was hearing, he heard himself out of impotence. You know, In the office with my friend who came into church with Dr. Atau, we were talking. And I was telling them, they say, yeah, it's true. Miracles, they are doctors. We're in the same class in med school. I was telling them about Dottie Austin. You know Joel Austin's mom? You know, she had a brain tumor in 1981. How many years ago is that? 40 years. I think she's still alive. I don't know if she has passed. I think she's still alive. Joel Austin's mom. If she passed maybe 3 years ago. I think she's still alive. Amen. Now, by the way, that's 40 years ago. She was told she had a cancer of the brain. And she was given 3 months to die also. And then Kenneth Hagin prayed for her. Or a robot. And God told her, he said, it's not the prayers of those people. Okay. Sit down with my word. She began to chew word. Yes. Chew word. You know chew word? She began to chew word. Like medicine. Morning, afternoon, evening. Morning, afternoon. She will hear. She will speak it. Oh, she will hear. She will speak. This is life. This is life. She will hear. She will speak until the cancer died. By the time she went back to the hospital, they couldn't find a trace of cancer. I think she's still alive. Okay. In fact, 3 years ago, I watched her. So at least 3 years ago, which is 37 years later, she was fine. You know why God told her to listen to the word? Too, so that her faith is not just, okay, they prayed for me. When the power hits you and you get healed, and Satan comes back, if there's no word, the sickness will come back. Are you with me? But when you are schooled in the matters of this covenant, through the hearing of faith, man de koberus kebalia kappa. Oh, you are full. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. This is why you see some mothers who tell a son who is with us, say, you are a preacher and nothing can stop it. And one day they come crying, I have encountered Jesus, and they begin to preach. I can give you names. Why? That woman has confidence in the covenant. She has developed that God does not fail. No, God, they pray children into ministry. Makapaya. I think it was Ogamoyo's mother. He wrote down everything he's doing. She wrote down everything he's doing now in a paper for when he was a teenager before she passed. One day he got the hold of this paper and saw his entire life. How you go to NDA, how you have first class, how you preach the gospel. She wrote everything. In their prayer group, they don't believe in jam. One day they brought him and they say, Mama, he needs to go to school. They say, I will pray him to get admission. They say he did not write jam. Say, so what? We don't need jam. We'll pray him into school. They prayed him into school. No jam. Do you understand? You say, how? Go and find out. Are you with me? Confidence in the covenant. Confidence. Develop the confidence. What you give your ears to, it conditions your spirit. Don't hear more of the world than you hear God. See, don't only hear God on Sunday. Don't just hear God on Sunday, rather. Don't just hear God on Sunday. Program your environment to the word. Morning, noon, and night. Put the word around you. And when there is a matter you want to deal with, arrange word according to the matter. And sit with it. First, your mind will be enlarged. Then number two, you begin to attract the favorable circumstances. The corresponding circumstances will be created. Are you with me? The hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. Hear until you are persuaded. Write it down. Okay? Hear until you are persuaded. Give me that 2 Timothy 3:14 now. Hear until you are persuaded. Oh dear. I have a lot of scriptures. It says, but continue thou in the things which you have learned and has been assured of. That means the beginning of hearing is learning, but it doesn't stop there. You continue until you are assured of the things you are hearing. Are you with me? Because somebody can say, but pastor, I've been hearing what? No, you will stay there until your heart is assured of it. You know why? Results are produced from persuasions. Results. Why would you stand before a dead person and ask the person to come back to life? You must have heard something over and over again until you are persuaded that dead people can hear you. Oh, you didn't hear that. Amen. Why will you need 10 million naira and you are not jittery? Or you need 50 million, you are not jittery. You are shouting and calling it forth. And the money comes to you because you have learned. by hearing and hearing, that the supernatural is logical. Amen. Glory to God. We call it spiritual capacity building. When you're hearing, that's what you're doing. Glory to God. Your spirit is soaking in God's word. So you continue until your heart is assured. Until your heart is assured. You don't stop. You continue until your heart is assured. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your spirit is designed to respond to God's word. I'll be able to talk more about that today. Okay? I'll find a place to put that. But when you get home, read Isaiah 53, 51. Isaiah 55, 1 to 3. Oh, glory. Let's read Isaiah 55, 1 to 3. Many scriptures, I tell you the truth, I lie not. Give me 7 more minutes. I'm out of your way. Have you been blessed? Glory to God. It says, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. How can you buy without money and without price? What are you giving in exchange? He said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. So verse 3 begins to show us how to buy without money. He's saying, come to the grain, come to the market, and transact with grains. That's what he's saying. And grain there is the word of God. He said, come and transact with the word. That's what he's saying. Buy without money. Then verse 3 shows us the secret. Incline your ears. Incline your ears. When you want somebody to hear what you're saying, what do you tell them? Pay attention. You're actually paying something. Oh, you are paying something. You are sitting down in the morning, in a public holiday, in the evening after work to listen to a message. You have your journal with you. You are meditating. Maybe you are handling your finance, relationship, your business, and you have series of messages you are listening to, okay, with scriptures you are meditating on. You are sitting. You are paying something. You are paying attention and time. Amen. That is what you get for the milk and honey. That milk there is revelation. The honey there is power. I'll show you the same thing in Mark 4, verse 24, in Message translation. It says, incline your ears, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure message of David. Mark 4, 24. Mark 4, 24, quickly. Mark 4, 24. Amplify. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Can you see this? And he said unto them, be careful what you're hearing. So he's still warning you again about paying attention to what you hear. And then he shows you the power of hearing. The power. So I say, Pastor, should I listen to secular song? Should I listen to secular song? It's not about law of do's and don't. Listen, when God tells you not to do something, you are the first beneficiary of the benefit of that instruction. Are you with me? You are. So you don't see God's laws as, okay, he's saying don't. He doesn't want us to enjoy ourselves. It's not by enjoying yourself. Some people became dull because of the kind of music they were listening to. Dull. Are you with me? Dull. You know, about last year, I was thinking about some of the sharp boys that were in my class in secondary school and how their lives turned out between SS2 and SS3. Corresponding to the things they were doing, I was amazed. I said, Dear Lord, your laws are truly for our benefits. Are truly really sharp boys. And then you can trace those who caught the gospel. Oh, you can trace them. And how their lives turned out 20 years later. You can trace them. Are you with me? The playboys of yesterday are playing men today. They are playing men. You know, playing men, no relevance. No relevance. Some of them, it's not because they didn't have opportunities. This is why I tell you, an unbeliever cannot be your example.
You can't look at the way it's shining, it's driving the best car and say, oh, they don't love God, but they're enjoying. No, no, no. Give them time. Give them time. Give them time. If they don't find this gospel, you will see that like a green bay tree, you will turn again, they would have withered. They would have withered. But for the just, is ever shining light. Oh, ever shining light. Are you with me? It offends me to see believers getting impressed by unbelievers because of shiny cars and aircraft and party and champagne. That's sad. That means you really don't value what you have. Do you know who you are and what you have? It's more precious than gold. Are you with me? And the literal gold is coming. Oh, they will beg us for money. Mark my words, these celebrities you see around, they will come to look for us. Write today's date down. We'll be doing giveaway for them. Are you with me? Oh, glory to God. What we have has a promise of the life that now is, and that which is to come. We are the real answers. We are the big deal. We are. Amen. I don't know their names. Maybe by accident I get to know their names. Because I don't care. They are souls to be won. He said, oh, see private jet. This is what we're talking about. And then when they hear that pastor buys private jet, they say, why pastors buy private jet? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Amen. These ones buy private jet to pack women, to go and sleep with them in Dubai. Are you with me? To do all kinds of atrocities. No, you know the atrocities that are going on in the world now. Sleeping with people's wives. All kinds of things. And a believer should celebrate such people an error. One came publicly and said he wants the day that you sleep with both a mother and a daughter in the same day or something. And then you still listen to his message. You should be knocked. That's a message. His songs. It's actually a message. Let me tell you. You know, I was saying something before I got here. Put that mark for me. As you are paying attention to such people, something is seeping into the hemisphere of your subconscious. Something that is destructive. Are you with me? Don't say I enjoy it. There are many things you enjoy that can destroy you. Are you with me? So you are an adult when you start doing things just because you enjoy it. I thought you weigh benefit of things before you do them. Are you with me? And he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you want. Okay, can we read it together? 1, 2, go. Can you see that? So number one, you receive by hearing. Number two, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of power. Virtue, there is power. Power and knowledge that comes back to you. That's the same milk and wine in Isaiah 55. Are you with me? The same milk and wine in Isaiah 55. So there's nothing like, I want to start business, I don't have capital. Hearing is a capital. Sit down and hear the gospel. You generate the capital. Are you with me? That means if you are in a phase where you don't really have a stable job yet, it's time to hear the gospel. It's time to hear the gospel. That's what Jerry Savelle did. That's what Jerry Savelle did many years ago, over 50 years ago. Amen. He said you sit down 8 to 12 hours or so. Well, sometimes 18 hours, hearing Kenneth Copeland's messages until it became a global phenomenon. He said, those who hear, more will be added. Your phones cannot have more music than messages. I've been saying this, though. The music stirs you. What produces the seed of the word is the seed of the word. The music stirs you, is good, but the seed of the word is what produces. For result to be produced, the seed of the word, and that comes by the hearing of faith. You can live by hearing. That's God's will. Hear the word for a living. Hear the gospel for a living. You say, but Pastor, me, I work and I'm busy. Create space. Hearing is eating for your spirit. No matter how you work, you create time to eat. Are you with me? Create time to eat. Your spirit needs it. The hearing of faith. I can't talk about meditation today as a way of developing confidence. Staying on it. You stay on it. Meditation is like fermenting alcohol. It is normal until it is fermented. Until the eternally content comes out. That's what happens in meditation. You meditate on the word until the alcohol comes out. But pardon my English. Until the wine, the new wine of that word comes out. Ah, make kappa. You stay on, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You meditate on it, you start laying hands on the sick. Oh yes, you start. You meditate on wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endures forever. You know when pastors prosper, they say it's because they are pastors. And you forget that they are broke pastors. No, you forget. Without disrespect. Why are the other pastors like that? You know, people simply forget. As long as it's because his pastor, there's offering and tithe. That's why he's blessed. It's a lie. It's a lie. It is the practices. Are you with me? Wealth and riches hold shall be in my house. You see that, meditate. That my sons and daughters shall come from afar. And they are not coming empty handed. People send me money from all over the world. One guy chatted me on Facebook one day. He said, "What don't sir? You used to preach in my secondary school there. Can I have your account number? Where is he? He's in Europe." Amen. Let me tell you something. That I blessed him then is not the reason. It's the laws that are working. It's the laws. Amen. And it happens in meditation. It happens in meditation. Meditate. Full cycle of meditation. Pondering, muttering, and roaring. That's the meditation full cycle. Pondering, that means you're thinking deeply. Muttering, that means your mouth is moving. And then roaring, you are speaking it loud. It's part of meditation. Amen. Then trying your faith in the little things. Testing the covenant in the little things. I said this earlier. Don't rush Panadol because you're having headache. Use a covenant. Are you with me? Do you know why many Christians die when doctors give them so-called incurable diseases? And by the way, there are no incurable diseases, amen. There are no incurable diseases. That is medicine. It's incurable to the limit of man's knowledge. Question. Are you aware there was a time malaria was incurable? That means the people who died for nothing. This is a spiritual house. Are you aware that malaria was incurable? It killed people. Now, they say malaria, just carry Coartem and swallow and you are fine. But here is my point. That means what they call incurable today is to the level of the knowledge of man. That means from the beginning, the possibilities were there, even medically speaking. But hear this. We, through Christ, have access into the possibilities. You heard that. That means cancer is curable. Are you listening to me? Diabetes is curable. Are you listening to me? Hypertension is curable. Hepatitis is curable. Glory to God. His limitation of man. But here's my point. Build your faith on the covenant with the little things. With the lion and the bear. So that when Goliath shows up, you have the resume that can push you to take off his head. Let me tell you this. I means no word. A believer who rushes to take drugs, the moment they start feeling malaria, When if the doctor ever says cancer, the cancer is likely going to kill them. Because over time, they have so built their faith on human system. So when human system, and then we start doing emergency, it doesn't work. You build your faith from the little things. You are feeling headache, lay hands on the head and tell it to go. Let it be that you try for a day and it is not good, then you took Panadol. Are you with me? But then get your faith. It's part of the development. You cannot run to human system as the first go-to. He says, any sick among you, let it call the family doctor. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church. He says, they will anoint him and pray over him. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord raise him up. Are you learning something? You need urgent 2 million. Don't start looking for who to call. No. Are you with me? Don't start looking for who to call. Amen. Don't start looking for who to call. Relax. Meditate on the word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I believe and receive my expectations. I need this money for this and this. I believe and receive. You pray and pray. Now, God may lay in your heart to call someone. But you see, you didn't start by calculating your head. Who do I call? Who get 2 million now as I'm talking? As we're discussing now. And then who get 2 million? You will be shocked. The person you are thinking will give you the 2 million will not have to give you. Are you learning something? Developing confidence in the covenant. Developing confidence. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just pray and pray and pray. Oh, many years ago, I'll never forget. I needed 50,000. I was going to Abuja for a meeting. I needed about 50,000 for my hotel bill and maybe transport. Amen. I charter vehicle. Amen. I was a young man. I told you, I started chartering vehicle long ago. He helped my mind. I'm an important person. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't want to be sardine inside vehicle. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So I've calculated. I'm a young man. I said, I need 50,000. Okay. 50,000. So I just prayed, declared, I received it. Do you know somebody sent 50,000 naira to me? Amen. In fact, to make it interesting, the person is my mentor. And that's the only time he has ever sent me money. Very strange, isn't it? He said, this money is for you. Use it. The exact amount I needed. What if I said, and I had people I could call, oh, I had millionaire friends I could call. I said, bros, how you doing now? Well, send me 100K there. Or send me 50K there. And they will send. But I've missed an opportunity to see God work supernaturally. And guess what? You can guess what that did to my faith. Are you seeing that? You can guess. So now I can believe for 10 million, 20 million, 100 million. Are you with me? So don't sabotage your faith. Don't sabotage your faith. Try your faith. He says the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. Am I preaching good? Hallelujah. There is nothing you are going through now that you want to change that the covenant has not covered. Let's begin to engage the things we are learning. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. Oh boy. Glory, glory. Have you been blessed? I preached everlasting gospel today. Were you blessed? Thank you, Lord. Just talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We receive light. We receive understanding. Can we all be on our feet and speak? Okay. The speaking after service is very important. After the message is very important. Just talk to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you talk to the Lord? Can you focus? Close your eyes. And say, Lord, I receive your word. I will hear. I'll give my ears to the gospel. I'll give my ears to the gospel. That means that page we call Telegram. Telegram channel, Glory Zone Global, must be your friend. Must be your friend. There's no other way. You will super saturate your mind with this gospel until your results are consistent with the word. Hallelujah. You super saturate. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father,
we believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.